Good morning.
Good morning.
I usually don't have such a sexy voice. But welcome to you all. This is very early for just coming here and listening. I'll do my best. Let me just also very quickly introduce to you my co-author here. It's Dr. Sharon Christ. She is also specialized in statistics aside from her own research area in the children and family development. When I start to cough unceasingly, she will come up to the podium. You fill up that 20 minutes, trust me. This is our disclosure. And I'd like to also acknowledge that we have Amy Mobley. She just left us and moved into University of Connecticut. She's our nutrition person. And then we have Marilyn Hirth. She's with the School of Education Study. And then also Mike Basie. He's a vice president of support system services, Jasper County Hospital. And this study was financially supported by the Behavioral and Population Science Project Development here. It's Indiana CTSI. Today we're going to be going through some items here very quickly. I'm going to introduce to you the sample that we use for the analysis. And this is mainly a secondary data analysis and report. But I will also share with you some preliminary findings when I went and talked with school authorities. And I will share with you what they say. That's okay, I'll try to be as hygiene as possible. Next time I'll do the elbow cough. And I don't think I'm that contagious. The working model for the decision-making process, just now Georgia mentioned that I'm mainly in the business arena. So I'm gonna just share with you how I translate the business principles and modeling to examining the wellness policy implementation, the second general data analysis and some results, and then the limitations, of course. And then we will have the question toward the end of this entire session. Right now we use only the 361 elementary school data from something called the School Health Policies and Programs Study. For many of you who are working in the schools and in the wellness arena, I'm sure you are very familiar with this. This actually is an initiative of the CDC's DASH Division of Adolescent and School Health. They have quite a number of initiatives. One of them is to provide data for people to discern drivers and so on. And they also have a lot of funding for people who want to implement some of the guidelines and so on. Our interest came to understand how they are being implemented successfully in the business world. People can write beautiful strategic plans, but the effective and cost-efficient implementation of the policies or the strategies is the key to success. So we would like to see how this has been panned out. So this is a national survey, and 2006 is the most recent one. They conduct this kind of survey every 6 years. And they have data from the state, the district, the schools, and also the classroom level. Due to the time constraint and the busyness of my co-author, we could only do the school, but we already found something interesting and some questionable issues that we could really investigate in the future. And they also, but not only they have the computer-aided personal interviews, they also have telephone interview. So they have both telephone interviews and the personal interviews. The personal interviews are the selected ones. May I just introduce you to this working model that we're trying to do? If you could see this. Mainly what we're trying to say is, okay, we have the state, district wellness policy, we have the school interpret the data, interpret the policy, and they probably have their own school policies. And under that policy's guidance, they have their strategy. So it took me a few hours to help my education counterparts to understand the policy and strategies are different things. And then with the strategy, they have certain goals to accomplish, and with the goals, they have operational plans in place. This is our theory. And then, of course, we would like to see the the desirable outcome in terms of the obesity prevention and so on, and then the health outcomes, also including the academic achievement and so on. Now, we hypothesize that there is a important driver, actually a number of drivers here. The first one is the customer-oriented organizational culture that have people working with the families as children, because a lot of times it's not what they eat at school, it's also there what they eat at home. And so the culture is very important. As to how they structure these channel of communications, and how they implement policy through this structure. And the other aspect that's very critical is how the top management team is leading this initiative, their personal embeddedness, the resource commitment. But here we have another organizational research, which is a little bit different from this. This is the organizational research that is being dedicated from the top as to how they would reinforce the implementation of such a policy and the strategy. As you see, I have arrows coming down both ends. These numbers, we have gone through all the three different types of questionnaires. And we identify the questions that are relevant to what we are trying to discern. And I had these two. These are the state questionnaire. As I mentioned, we mainly look at the school questionnaire, so all the red ones. One more thing I want to talk about. This is the piece that you see. This is only the frame that we're working at this point, all the way to the operational plans. So our educators and also the nutritionists will come into play at a later stage when they help us to determine the final outcomes. But at this point, we treat the operation plans, what kind of a plan that they have, as the outcome variables. So we have two sets of variables. One is the physical activity outcomes, and here are two that we identify as average minutes of recess time per week, and the other one is percent of grades or classes in the school that have regular school recess. So these were the two that we identified from the secondary database. The second one is the nutrition outcome. So the nutrition outcome, very simply put, we have two latent variables. The first one is about the purchase of junk foods from the vending machines or school stores and so on. And the other one is the ability to purchase the healthy foods from vending machines or outside of the meals. As you note here, we have a number of indicators to derive this latent variable. So we have two variables to be plugged into our modeling. And this is a distribution of the data. As you can see, the majority of them have 150 minutes recess per week. And we have also some like 100 minutes and 75 minutes. In the CDC report, they recognize from 2000 to 2006, they have a significant improvement in terms of the recess time. They have more recess time. and have a lot of these very positive outcomes, then you'll find later on it's very interesting how if we were to be looking at the association of the drivers and the final outcomes in terms of the operation plan, yeah, you might find some surprises. And as you know, because of this improvement, mostly only 0% of the junk food that you can find, but still have a little scattering at the back. As far as the healthy food is, percent of distribution items available for sale is still zero. It's because probably because the most of the foods they are already available in their regular meal plans. And then we use the linear regression to do the modeling. And at this point, we term them as organizational structure, the school climate, the school safety. I'll explain them a little bit more later on. The control variables are the principal recorders and so on. Due to the time constraint, I'm going to just fly over this quickly. Let me just very quickly explain to you what the models are. The first one is organizational structure model. Actually, I term it as a top management team, you see why. And then the school climate is basically organizational related, like a culture. We call it customer-oriented culture, student involvement, family involvement. And also one very important parameter that we found from the questionnaire is the staff development plan. The other one is the school safety model. This one was Sharon kind of really looking into this because when she was reading, looking at the data, she found that the surveillance camera seemed to make a difference. So we thought this might be an indicator of how safe the place is. If you have the camera, you probably are not dealing with some very safe environment. So that was our hypothesis. So over here, the most important piece that I like to draw your attention is the whether we have a health council. And you'll see very interesting is whether the council is active or not. She used if the council were to have a meeting more than once in a year, right? Yeah, and then that means it's active. At least they have meetings periodically. Tentatively, we plug the school's health coordinator under this, but I will explain later that this probably can go to the organization. Now, the results shows us that this is the recess minutes. So the recess minutes came down, except if the council were to be active ones. Then they have a positive 60-minute recess time. So you can see the difference between whether you have a council or if the council is active. It makes a difference. This is in terms of the difference in recess time per week. It's from the school safety model. In other words, whether the school has the surveillance camera. And schools in the south, that's basically the south of our continent, and then the principal respondents. So the important thing here is the school uses surveillance cameras also have less recess minutes. I see people kind of grinning already. Interesting findings. And then we look at the junk food. As you see, the school with health council, we actually have an increase of availability of junk food. You know, the problem is we add the data to tell the story, so we would then try to figure out why. This might be a good time for me to step down to the podium. No. 5 minutes, yeah. And so this is another issue, a very interesting observation. This is another parameter is using the school climate model. As you notice that we have this parameter called the personal code of conduct and also teacher development of the school climate, as you can see that. With the teacher development, this actually has a positive impact on the access to healthy foods. This is about the differences in access to healthy foods. If with the so they'll have a school with a health council, additional meeting per year. I will tell you the limitations later. This is some findings that we gathered from the interviews. As a principal, I participated in the initial implementation, but the superintendent said that I have to check our curriculum guidelines to see whether teachers are delivering anything. So in other words, this person has no clue what's going on in the school. Oh no, I have not done anything personally, you know, professionally in the area. I have not done anything in that area. This is a very recent interview. It's done 3 weeks ago. Here it says my experience is limited. It's mostly all done but with the school service director. So we are going to interview a school nurse, food director, again school principals, and the school nurse next week on to discern whether they know what's going on, in the state of Indiana. This is the structural equation model that we will address for our future analysis, as I mentioned. We only did the school, but I think the district and the state have some very interesting findings. It should provide us with some insights. As I mentioned, right now we only have the environment, the top management team, and the organization. And we do not have the data on the strategies. We have the data, but we haven't done the analysis. And this is the future, our health outcomes. So right now, what we only did was on this area. Let me just very quickly share with you the limitations. Some of our the educators told us it is very important. The reason that we might see these last recess minutes and so on is possibly because they already have formal physical education program in place. Also, they have health education, but none of these that we were able to do the analysis, and the data are there, and we will further our analysis. And the other part is that we also need to know the teaching plan and the further analysis on the other sets of data, and we would like to continue our interviews with the school stakeholders' perspective. Thank you very much.